All right, we are live here with a Schloss rant. NFL playoff picture appears to almost be set, of course, with the playing tonight of the Lions-Packers game. And we know the Lions are out of this game, or out of the playoffs, because of the just absolutely ridiculous setup of having the Seahawks-Rams game in that 4:25 Eastern window and pushing the Lions and Packer game all the way back to Sunday Night Football, because the Lions are knocked out, of course, by that Seattle loss, or by that Seattle win earlier tonight. And now it sets it up where the Packers somehow, they seem to be so dead at 4-8, the Packers have a chance to punch their ticket to the postseason, and if not, Seattle is going. But the Giants, the New York football Giants, they're going to be playing Minnesota, and I cannot wait until that schedule is announced. I can't wait to know when they're playing, because the Giants in that last game against Minnesota, they definitely appeared to be just as good, if not better, than Minnesota. Minnesota is the softest number three seed I've ever seen. I don't care about their record at 13-4. It means absolutely nothing to me. The Giants in that game, if Richie James doesn't drop a pass, if Jones doesn't have a bad interception, if they don't have another, you know, 61-yard field goal go against them at the buzzer, that the Giants definitely win that game. And, you know, they only lost by 3 points. So this Giant team is set up for a nice little run here if they can get out of that Minnesota game. I mean, who knows if they're going to be able to go any further past that game, win any more games. But I want to set the scene. I want to, you know, get on task here and not just go around and around, because there's so much NFL news, so many opinions that I got to give. I want to run the board and cover a little bit from all the games today as well. Now, we have to start with the scenario, obviously, last week, though, because if we don't touch on that, we're doing a disservice. What happened to the kid Hamlin was absolutely horrible. Everyone knows that. Thankfully, he's getting better. But the NFL really messed this up. There is no reason why they should not have added an extra week to the regular season, even if it was just a standalone week 19, because the Cincinnati Bengals get absolutely screwed here. They should have had a shot to be the number two seed. The Chiefs win. They go to 14-3 this week. And, you know, the Bills sitting there at 13-3, quite frankly, they also got screwed. I know that they're the number two seed, and I know that there's going to be a neutral site game if those teams match up. But you know what? The Bengals have a case in point that if they play the Bills in the second round here, that game should also be in a neutral site, because they didn't get a chance to beat the Bills. And the NFL totally messed this up. They should have been able to add on an extra week to the season, push everything back. And, you know, people are arguing, oh, the Super Bowl's got to be this week, or we got to have a bye week in between the championship games and Super Bowl. And I just disagree. I think there has to be flexibility during a crazy time like this. And if you don't want to screw over all the people who are going to the Super Bowl, it's simple. You just get rid of that bye week before the Super Bowl. And I know that people argue, oh, we have to have that bye week, and that it's unnecessary. I've lived in cities where they have the Super Bowl, Phoenix. You know, the week before the game, you know, essentially 2 weeks before the game, there's not a buzz in the town about all the Super Bowls here. It's, you know, business coming and business going. There's not as much hoopla. You don't need that extra week. You get the media there Monday. You get all the fans there Monday before the game. The teams will be just fine getting there on the Monday. They got people helping them out, getting the tickets organized, getting the families all organized, getting them settled into their hotels. There's no reason to screw the Bills and especially the Bengals with the seeding. So the NFL absolutely dropped the ball there. Again, the NFL also totally dropped the ball with the way that they set up this game tonight. There is no reason that the Jaguar-Titan game should not have been the Sunday night football game. I know they put it on Saturday night, but there's no reason. That is a winner-take-all game for the postseason. You now have a game in which I'm not as compelled to watch, where you have the Packers and the Lions, because the Lions are already eliminated. The NFL consistently has tried to set it up so that the games that affect each other, essentially one result depends on the other. So they have all teams playing their hardest to try to win the games, and they screwed it all up by putting the Packer-Lion game on tonight. That is not a fair result, a fair way to set it up, because the Lions are out. They got nothing to play for. I mean, what are you going to tell me? They want to have a winning season. They want to get to 9-8. They want to knock off the Packers. Maybe, but it's not the same incentive as playing for the postseason, and now the Lions are out. The Lions are out. It's just, how could the NFL do this? You want to tell me that they don't play favorites to certain guys, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers? You know who they are. They definitely played favorites to those guys. Absolutely ridiculous to set it up like that. Couple other notes here. Getting back to the Giants. We kind of bounced all around, but that's okay. I remember leaving that Giant Commander game in MetLife Stadium last month, being all disappointed about a tie, being like, I drove all the way here from Philly to see a tie. And as it turns out, that tie was just as good as a win. If the Commanders had beaten the Giants in that game, the Commanders might have still been in the playoff race as they finish off their season 8-8-1. So that flips to them maybe just being 9-8. The Giants also would have ended up at 9-8, but the Commanders, as a result of having a better division record, they would have been in over the Giants. And then essentially, because the Giants lost to Seattle, the Giants at 9-7-1 right now, and the Seattle at 9-8, the Giants wouldn't have had a better record than them. So you could have been looking in a spot in which the Commanders and Seattle are in over the Giants. But it's not the case, all because of that tie. And people, myself included, were killing Daboll at the end of that game for punting. And I know they got the ball back and almost had a chance to win it if Gano's 58-yard field goal would have been good. But that tie and punting there, that basically put the Giants in the postseason. A tie there was just as good as a win. It's not better than a win, but it ended up being just as good. And the Giants are going to the postseason. And I'm pumped up about this because if I'm looking at my preseason predictions for this football team, I gave out an under 7 play for the team. Took a while to get over the 7. They started off 7-2. But essentially, what the Giants were able to do this year, going to 9 wins, 9-7-1, is nothing short of a miracle. The team has barely any talent at all outside of Jones, you know, playing mistake-free football at times. Barely any talent at all. So what Daboll was able to do, just nothing short of remarkable. Add in all the dead cap from the horrible situation with Gettleman, and it just makes it all the more so amazing. Plus, Kenny G, and I know he scored a touchdown today, his, I'm going to call it dead cap of $21 million against the salary cap, because that was his first touchdown. He passed me on the all-time Giants franchise-leading touchdown scores by pulling ahead of me at a score of 1-0. Now, you know, me and everyone else out there. So just unbelievable what this team was able to do. And you know what, though? I didn't like what they did not playing Jones and Barkley today. I thought they should have gone in there and tried to win the game. I thought that this team, you know, they started off 7-2, like I said, and they're going to finish off the season not quite as good. So I would have gone in there, tried to get a little bit of mojo back. The guys who were in there today, they fought hard. They kept it competitive at the end. So it's not a total, you know, mess up, but I would have played the guys to win the game because I think that that's what the coach has kind of set with his culture there, that they're going to try to win football games. Now, I want to take a look at my season prediction from earlier in the year, see how we did. And I know some of these results are still pending, but none of my under or overs got messed up. The overs, I gave out over Cincinnati 9.5, that hit. Minnesota over 9.5, that hit. Kansas City over 10.5, that hit. Giants under 7.5 did not hit. Raiders under 8.5, that hit. Dallas under 9.5 did not. So we go 4-2 with the under overs. You can't be mad about hitting those at a 4-2 clip. I've done better before. I've given out 5-1s before on those under overs. But overall, I'm going to toot my own horn and say I did a pretty good job there. And let's take a look at these division winners that I gave out in the beginning of the year. I gave you the Bills in the East. They won it. I gave you the Ravens in the North. They did not. I gave you the Texans, but I was really taking a shot there in the dark at plus 2,500. I gave you KC, which was very obvious. They won it. The West, I gave you the Rams. That didn't happen. The South, I gave you the Bucks. That did happen. The North, I gave you the Vikings. There were not many people on the Vikings. I was on the Vikings there at plus 240. Go ahead and cash that. The Eagles, I gave you at plus 135 as well. So if you look at how I did there from a divisional standpoint, I hit five and three. I missed on the AFC North. I missed on the AFC South. And I missed on the NFC West. And, you know, some of these were at minus 230. The Bills were at minus 230. The Bucks were at minus 230. But I gave you a plus 240 with the Vikings. I gave you a plus 135 with the Eagles. Kansas City being plus 165. I mean, that's unbelievable if you think about it. The absolute collapse by the Broncos. Chargers were pretty solid, but nothing special. Raiders couldn't get out of their own way throughout the entirety of the season. And, of course, you know, the Broncos being the biggest disaster that you could ever imagine there with Russell Wilson. So I gave you 5-3 with those divisional winners, gave you some plus money, a lot of plus money winners. We got 1, 2, 3. I gave out 3 plus money winners. You know, plus one longer than even money there. So I'm going to toot myself on the horn as well. And my Super Bowl pick is still live. We have Kansas City over the Minnesota Vikings at plus 7,400. That is still an absolute live prediction. That is still on the board. Still definitely a possibility. Now, we're sitting here. Game is about to kick off. It might have kicked off. I don't have it on. We're sitting here at 8:22 here on the East Coast. The Lions, again, they're out of this. Not going to make the playoffs. I think the Packers get it done to jump into that number 7 spot. I think it's set up for Aaron Rodgers. I think the way that a lot of these games have gone today, Seattle, you know, they're still in it. They won a game they needed to win against the Rams. Even though the Steelers did not end up making the playoffs, they went to 9-8 and they were, you know, live before the game. They had a chance to make the playoffs. If things broke their way, they won. The only team that really didn't take care of business, so to speak, I guess, is the Patriots, but they were playing against the Bills. You know, they were probably not going to beat them. It would have taken a perfect game for them to win that game. But the teams that needed to win to stay alive or, you know, get into the playoffs, like the Dolphins, the Seahawks, the Steelers, even though they didn't make the playoffs, they took care of business against teams that were not going to be in the postseason today, no matter what. So, again, overall, a summary to give you a little feel for this NFL season. The Chiefs, they look to be pretty solid. The Bills, they still look to be pretty solid. The surprise teams that kind of got into the playoffs that people didn't exactly pick, obviously the New York Football Giants, the Jacksonville Jaguars, great job to them as well. And another team that people were kind of down on for some reason, even though they're in the Super Bowl last year, the Bengals. Bengals win the division back-to-back years. And this postseason is going to be fun because I'm not sure how solid the Eagles are. I think the Cowboys, McCarthy gets in there. They find a way to screw it up all the time. The 49ers look great, but eventually this Brock Purdy's got to be, you know, human. So I think this NFC is wide open. And if you're a Giant fan, if you get by Minnesota next weekend, if you're like me, your head starts to wonder. You start to let yourself lose it in the emotions, and you keep thinking, as a Giant fan, here we go again. But you got to beat Minnesota first. I don't care if it's Saturday. I don't care if it's Sunday. This is a team, Minnesota, that they – just like you, they did not outscore their opponents on the season. The Vikings had a -3 point differential. Giants had a -5 point differential. The Vikings let up 427 points. That is far and away more than any other division winner. I mean, you even look at the Bucks. They had a losing record and won their division. They only gave up 358 points. So this Giants team, who has struggled on offense, they've got a shot. They got a real shot to move the ball down the field. I thought they were the better team at the end of that game, even though they lost on a miraculous 61-yard field goal at the buzzer. But again, if you're a Giant fan and they get by Minnesota, your mind and your heart starts to wonder, is it here we go again, or are we just lucky to be here? I think they get by Minnesota. I'm not going to say anything past that, but I think they get by Minnesota. I don't care where it is. what day of the week it is. Well, it's going to be in Minnesota, but I don't care what day of the week it is. I think they get by the Minnesota Vikings next week. I'm going to put it out there. All right, Sauce Rant live, Philly suburbs, Packers and Lions about to kick off. We'll leave it here. Check back in for other playoff picks. I always like to make these picks, you know, with the number. I like to throw in a teaser every now and again. You never know what you're going to find here with the Sauce Rant. All right, Giants are in the playoffs. Giants are in the playoffs. We'll see you next week when we break it all down.